Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And a very good afternoon to you. Warm welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. And of course, it is a Wednesday afternoon. I'm not flying solo, starting it with our regular resident pastor every single Wednesday with Word Fest. Basically, a festival, I call it, not just a feast, festival of the word and prayer. Pastor B. Moyo is joining me once again. Fundis.
Greetings and good afternoon, Sis Luko.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed.
You're blessed, and guys, Pastor Moyo walks in today and he says, why does it look like you guys are all exaggerating it? Because I'm wearing a jersey and I'm wearing a jacket, and I look at him, he's wearing a t-shirt, guys. Look, it might not be that cold, but a t-shirt in Fundis.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm looking at everyone in the office, like everyone is wearing long jackets. I'm like, guys, you are exaggerating. Come on. Is it that cold? But or
it's,
you know,
fine. Maybe it's not that cold, but at least you should be wearing a sweater. Yeah, and I get to say, but I did go outside earlier on, and I think you might be onto something. It is quite warm outside.
But I do understand as well. Remember, you came in here since morning, morning shift.
True.
So I just walked in now at 12.
Okay.
So then I can understand.
The variations. The other one left while it was still too cold.
Yes.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Clear for this.
It's the same day, but different, you know,
times
and different weather.
True.
Yeah.
So, guys, I took off my jacket because it is getting a bit hot in here as well. I'm not going to lie. So I had to adhere. But it's Wednesday. Thank you so much. It's Wednesday. It's that time of the week.
Thank you so much, Sis Luka. And greetings to our listeners at home. And we do appreciate them. And we honor that they always with us here every Wednesday, not only every Wednesday, but throughout the week, you know, every day, you know, they tune in, you know, we just want to appreciate them for that, you know, and also appreciate the radio station on its own to become the voice to the nations out there, you know.
Yep.
You know, I did a research looking at, you know, the coverage of Radio Pulpit. I realize Radio Pulpit is also international.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Radio Pulpit is also international.
Just stop in South Africa.
No. We are not just local. Mm. And when I say local, like here, we are in Pretoria.
Yeah.
So we are not only covering Pretoria.
Yep.
The whole nation of South Africa and beyond.
And beyond.
Yeah.
I know actually not just, I know Namibia, I think in Windhoek or something.
Yes, there is Namibia.
Not only do they listen online, but they can actually get us on the AM frequency.
Yes. Yes, I know there is Namibia, there is Zimbabwe, there is African countries as well, even abroad.
That they listen to us.
So I was like, wow, okay.
We go international.
And also somebody has to be careful.
Of course.
When you speak, you are not just speaking to mere people,
true.
You are speaking to kings, you understand?
Yeah.
Remember the Bible says, find or see a man who is diligent in his work. That man shall sit with the kings.
Come on.
You know?
Ooh. In other words, gauge yourself. Are you diligent in your work?
You understand.
Are you worthy with sitting with the
kings?
So
now I'm actually sitting here. I'm thinking there are professors listening.
Mm, come on.
There are CEOs listening.
Yep.
There is all genres listening right now.
Come on.
One has to be very cautious and well researched, you know.
Yeah.
So that when you speak, they don't, you know, take you for a Nepios.
That's true.
You understand? Yeah. But we are so honored to have listeners at home listening to us every Wednesday.
Mm.
It is indeed a productive session.
Yep.
Which is very informative.
There's a lot to learn.
Very informative.
There's a lot to learn.
Yeah, that's why we are here to impart knowledge to people. I'm reminded of the book of Ephesians 4, verse 12. Paul talks about these gifts that God gives us so that we can equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Come on.
So we are equipping listeners at home
for the work of the ministry,
you see. So that wherever they are, remember, you might be a pastor, a bishop, an apostle, you might be an evangelist, but your physical appearance is limited.
Of course.
So there are certain places that you won't appear. So you need to impart knowledge and equip those that you can reach. They can be 10 or 15 or 1,000.
Yeah.
But the Bible says one shall chase 10, 10, 100, 100, 1,000.
Come on.
So the ones that we equip with the proper knowledge, well-researched knowledge, they also go to their offices where we don't go in, where we don't have access to go in. They can also relay the same message, and the baiting goes on and on and on.
All right.
So that's why it's very important that we impart proper knowledge in these platforms, because this is more like a virus.
What a comparison.
Yeah, when
it spreads.
Yeah, it spreads. That's the whole point of the radio station.
Mm.
When you speak like this, you are speaking the waves of the radio.
Is it to takes spread. To
you understand.
Yeah.
Yes. So if the virus can have so much impact, so are we. We are having that same impact in the world.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, thank you so much. Sis Luko, I think
yes,
today
please.
We just need to delve deeper to the Word of God and read a common verse, Psalms 23, verse 1, in the Amplified Version. Psalms 23, verse 1.
Verse 1.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. Bless the reading of his word. It stops right there.
This is King David. King David is singing a song. These are songs. The book of Psalms is a somebody singing.
Okay.
Remember, I always say to our praise and worship team in our church that you see when you're singing, you are ministering the word of God, but in melody.
All right.
So you need to touch people's souls.
It's, of course.
It goes beyond your dexterity and the skill of your voice. Your singing must touch people, must have impact in as much as the preacher has to follow and confirm all your songs, you see, and seal and cement the songs.
Okay.
You understand. So David is singing here. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, David is he was a king, but at a later stage, before being a king, he was a shepherd. So now we are talking about a shepherd who understands the role
the work
of a
shepherd.
So now he looks at himself, how he carries himself when he has to take the sheep to the field. He looks at how he nurtures the sheep. From the opening of the crawl, giving the sheep the direction to the fields, where the sheep has to graze. So he looks at the whole system,
and he compares
and he says, no, but there is also somebody above me.
Come on,
who does even better than I?
Mm.
Now he concludes. He says, the Lord is
My shepherd.
He doesn't say the Lord shall be my shepherd.
Mm.
Because then it will mean now he's saying God is only, the shepherdness of God is more like an function.
Occasion. Yes, yes.
A function or a responsibility.
Mm.
But after those responsibilities,
he is relieved
of them. But he says, no, God, the Lord is. Which means he is a shepherd by nature.
Okay.
God is a shepherd by nature. It's not an assumed responsibility. It's not an assumed position.
It's an ongoing thing. When they
say you are an HR manager, it's something that you inherited through knowledge and learning. And then you assumed you were given that title based on the appointment. You are appointed to become an HR manager.
Okay.
Or a clerk or an admin.
Yes.
You understand? That's an assumed responsibility.
Mm.
But God is.
All right.
God is.
Okay.
The shepherd.
Okay.
You see? So he is. So which means
that's
his nature. It's not a responsibility that he has been given. Remember, sometimes when you are given responsibilities, you get tired. Sometimes you want to be paid more for it.
Exactly.
Sometimes we assume these responsibilities because we are stranded, we want a job, or we want work. But 3 months, 6 months down the line, you realize, no, this is too much. I'm overwhelmed with a lot of things. And now you, all of a sudden, you want to research as to where your position must end. You are looking at your KPAs and KPIs. Because now the responsibilities is too much on you now.
Yeah.
You understand? That's a nature of an inherited or an appointed position.
Duty.
Or duty. Now, God is not appointed for that.
Come on.
He did not assume that responsibility of being a shepherd. He is. It's his nature.
And now that I will make him, I will allow him to be my shepherd.
No. He is. So whether you like it or not, he is.
Kunentayibonile
because yena, remember David, he was a shepherd before a king. You understand?
Yeah.
He is a shepherd before a king. So being a shepherd, it was as a responsibility that he was appointed for by his father Jesse.
Yeah.
Whether he liked it or not, Jesse gave him that responsibility. And to, because it's a long story, but we all know, if you didn't know, now I'm telling you, Jesse had issues with David.
With David. So he thought that
the lowest jobs. You understand?
Here.
He was trying to get rid of him. You understand? Get him to the field.
So that he can be bears.
Yeah, exactly. You understand? So to him, he was sabotaging this boy. He wanted to get rid of this boy. So he sends him to the field in the bushes where there is no brothers. His brothers are not there. You understand? Now, with his intentions and his motives, so that this boy can be devoured there. He knew that there is no one who goes there who come back unless they are trained to become shepherds.
And this one wasn't even
this
trained.
This one is a small boy. I mean, he's a small boy.
Sure.
At 10, he's already given, assuming these responsibilities. Jesse had many sheeps.
Sure.
He was not only taking to the field 5 sheeps.
Sure.
I mean, 5 sheep. He was taking numerous of them. But a small boy, because he had God in him.
He didn't realize Amanda good David, as small as he was.
David became a good accountant.
Come on.
Because every time when he comes back with
the
sheep,
he must
count all of them. And account to his father, do bookkeeping, proper bookkeeping, and say, Baba, izimvu zakho ziphelele.
Really, Pastor Moyo? I'm thinking, a whole accountant.
You understand?
But she was a 10-year-old, counting so many sheep.
You understand?
He was good with numbers.
So he's actually given a company. Given a business. That's a business. That's a business. That is given as a young boy.
If you're not a rural person, you won't understand this logic.
No, you won't.
No.
No, you won't. You won't understand.
Yeah,
you understand. Yeah. So now he looks at how he assumed those responsibilities, and if he managed to fight on behalf of the sheep, fighting a lion, fighting a bear, and conquering them. You know?
Yeah.
And he looked at God. He said, if I can assume this position, these responsibilities, and be able to do them so well as a mere man, then God he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Then God himself he is. If a mere man can assume those responsibilities and carry them very well, very accurate to the T, so God is the shepherd.
Yeah,
he concluded that God is the shepherd. But now in his conclusion, it's as if David takes us back to his KPAs, key performance areas. He says a shepherd, the duties of a shepherd is to feed this sheep.
Sure.
Now, before you feed the sheep, you need to look for greener pastures for them. You need to be very circumspectly around your environment in the bushes. Check where the right grazing areas are, so that tomorrow you have already planned. So that's why I'm saying David was assuming a business from Jesse,
yeah,
because he had to plan, organize, and control at the same time and manage.
You're such a businessman.
you understand?
Definitely.
So he had to have those skills.
Mm.
He had to have those skills. So now he looks at the whole system. He says, therefore, if I am a mere man, I can be able to carry on these duties very well,
mm-hmm,
and be able to identify greener pastures for my sheep.
Mm.
Now, mind you, he says his sheep, but they are Jesus' sheep,
mm-hmm,
his father's sheep. But now he goes beyond that. He says, and for you to feed the sheep, you, yeah, need to love them.
Mm.
He looks at the whole scenario. He says, if I can do this, surely God can feed humanity.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back and look at it and delve deeper into this thing, mm, and scrutinize this thing. So it simply means there is nowhere where you can go hungry,
mm,
when you really know who, yeah, God is.
Yeah.
Remember, the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of
knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Yep.
Right now, if you don't know that in your house there is food,
mm-hmm,
in the fridge.
Okay.
If you don't know that there is food in the fridge,
mm,
and no one tells you about it, do you know that you can spend the whole day murmuring, complaining, and crying, whereas there is
food in the fridge?
What makes you do that? It's because randomly we don't just open. It's human nature. We don't just open fridge for nothing.
Especially when we know, or we think we know nothing.
Exactly.
Yes.
You understand my,
yeah,
point. So the moment you have that knowledge that I left food in the fridge, even your expectations and your level of calmness,
mm,
is different.
Mm.
Because you know there is food where?
In the fridge.
So, yeah, you know when you get there, you will never go hungry. You are going to go in, open the fridge, take the food, warm it up, and eat it.
Mm.
You understand? So now David says, now that I know who God is to, mm, me, therefore you will feed me.
Okay.
In other words, you can never go hungry when you have got God.
Yeah.
Maybe let me remind somebody who is saying, Mfundisi, I'm going through a lot and through, mm, stuff in my life. But let me just remind you, you know, let me rewind your
sure,
mind back. Let's do a hindsight view. Let's look back.
Mm.
Have you ever gone hungry for the whole night? Without food, you realize that the necessities God has always provided,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
Yes, it might be that day probably you are craving for Nando's.
You didn't have it.
You didn't get Nando's. But food, you got it.
Yeah.
So he says, nevertheless, God will feed you. This is the amplified version.
Mm.
He said, God will always feed you. So I'm strengthening somebody and giving somebody, equipping somebody with knowledge,
mm,
that you will never go dry.
Yep.
God will always sustain you.
Sure.
God has got in his, that's why the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor it has come to anybody's imagination,
mm,
the good things the Lord has,
yeah,
in store, mm, to them who love him.
That's in David, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken,
nor
his children
begging for bread. This is a man who has seen God,
mm,
and he analyzed everything and say, despite everything that I went through, the treatment from Jesse and from my brothers treating me as an outcast,
yeah,
though I'm part of the family,
mm,
you understand?
Yeah.
But he says, but I've never gone hungry.
Come on. Sure.
He says, the Lord is my shepherd. Why does he personalize Why doesn't say the Lord is our shepherd? Because our perception about God is different.
They can differ.
I might be, right now, it might be that I'm talking to somebody who is going through a lot to an extent that is resisting even the word that I'm saying. And says, I know, but there's a lot of why questions. Why? Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? You understand? That's why now he says, the Lord is. I'm personalizing this to me. That's why many Bible patriarchs, if you look at them, there was a point in time in life where they had to be open to the nations or to the community or to everyone in front of them to say and personalize God.
Okay.
Joshua, we find Joshua also saying, as for me and my house, we shall serve this God. In other words, I don't know what you see. If you are still doubting this God, go. But mina, nomdeni wami. Because simbonile in our personal lives. We have seen God in our personal lives. We have seen him coming through in situations where no one else, everyone was folding their arms. You understand? So this is the God that we are talking about. This is the God that we are talking about. You see. So at some point, even Paul says, my God shall supply all your needs. You understand?
His riches and glory.
Because sometimes you reach that level, Sis Luke, where you are trying to talk about this God, but people are overwhelmed by troubles and problems. You understand? To an extent that when you speak about this God, to them, you are just ordinary. It's more like religion. I was expecting that. Anyway, I am in church. I'm expecting that. You need to talk well about your God. But... you know, what is this God doing for us? That's why people always have options.
Sure.
But sometimes you need to go to come to that level where you do a hindsight view. Look at what God has done in your life.
Amen.
Then I'm telling you, you will conclude like David and say, my God shall supply. You understand?
All your needs.
All your needs.
In other
like
words,
Paul.
You're wondering about my needs.
Exactly.
The thing you tell about my God.
God. You understand? My God shall supply. My God shall supply all your needs. All your needs. You
Amen.
Hear what I'm saying?
Clearly.
So David, he personalizes this God. He says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
Now, in the Amplified Version, say, he will feed me. Number two, he will guide me.
Amen.
So now, there is a difference between guidance and direction.
Okay.
When you give somebody directions, you are just vague.
Okay.
It's just a summary. When you want to go to the garage, from here, from the door, turn left, turn right, walk straight, you see the garage on your left. You see, that's direction.
As much as you gave me direction, I may miss it somewhere.
Exactly, you understand?
Left or right.
Those are directions. But when somebody guides you, he takes you step by step with
Amen.
You. With you. In other words, when you say, I'm looking for a garage from here, from these offices, you will say, let me take you there. Then I'll guide you. On the way to the garage, there are things that the one who is your guide, who is your tour guide, he will tell you. Even you have ample of time to even ask questions.
Yeah, true, true.
But when I give you directions, chances are I'm not going with you.
Yeah.
You are going alone. And you are bound to go. After a year, you are confused. You ask somebody else.
Back.
He confuses you more. You leave. You want to go. You understand? So you end up not even arriving at the garage on time.
True.
Or at all, you don't even arrive.
That's true.
That's direction. But guidance is when somebody say, I'm with you. You see the tour guides.
Come on.
The tour guides, they don't leave you. They don't give you a car and say, here is the map. Go on your own.
They show you even the finer details of things you would not have been aware of.
You understand? At some point with a tour guide, you stop, you explain the history of something that you see around, which you didn't even ask, but it's necessary for your journey.
Okay.
It's necessary for your journey. Because you might need it tomorrow when you are walking alone.
Come on.
You see? So he says he will guide me. So that is why God wants to walk with you every step. That's why the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. You see. So the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
So which means God becomes your guide.
Mm.
He walks with you even in your decision making. While you are alone deciding, God is there to guide your decision.
Amen.
He will harness your emotions, guide your emotions. Sometimes you feel like responding to certain things, even certain rumors. You feel like you want to clear your name.
Mm.
Sometimes you feel like you want to justify yourself, to say, no, but this is not what I meant. Or this is not what, you understand?
Yeah.
There's that time that you want to you feel like,
you
no, can you hear my story?
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
But you find out sometimes you are not even in that room where your name is being tarnished.
So you can't even
clear your name. But the Lord will guide your emotions, harness your emotions.
Mm.
And you are calm in the midst of trouble.
Sure.
When everything is falling apart, God gives you that capacity being calm.
I want to walk book and they think, how can you be so calm?
Yeah, how can you be so calm
but
when things are happening around you? Because you've got, I know
who
I've
my
got. My
shepherd
is my guide.
Yeah.
He guides my emotions, he guides my mind,
he
guides everything, my walk. You understand? Because when he guides you, there are certain places that he will tell you, don't go in there.
Yep.
Even if the place is good for others.
Hey.
Because he's your tour guide. He will tell you, don't go.
Not for you.
Not for you. But for them, it's okay.
It's fine. All things are permissible.
You understand?
But not all are acceptable.
Hey, Sis Luko, you are a powerful preacher, man. We must organize a women conference.
Really? Please don't say this because Mom Tuli is listening.
Yeah, she is listening. Please, we must organize. No, I like what you say. You just hit the nail. You understand? All things are permissible, but not all things are acceptable.
No.
So when he guides you, you must understand that sometimes you say no only to you.
Ooh.
Only to you, and you wonder,
but unkulunkulu,
but uyavunyelwa nje ukuyalaphaya, wonke umunye umuntu uright. Why are you so harsh on me?
And uke wabona mfundisi, when we want God to do things, sizama ukumanipulate sithi, but can you see all the unbelievers, unkulunkulu
ubonakala
ngathi sesifuna ukuba manipulative ukuthi unkulunkulu kube ngathi unkulunkulu is unfair to his children.
You understand now.
Sure.
So when he guides you, you might say not now.
Yeah.
For you might say not now.
Mm.
Sometimes there is no devil involved. Like in Hannah's case, there is no devil involved. That delay is not devil. It's not the devil.
Mm.
God is just enjoying that relationship with you.
Come on.
God is just enjoying that intimacy. You know there is also a verse that says, God, he says, I will lure her to the wilderness so that I can speak to her.
I think he once shared it with us.
You understand?
You
find yourself, you are in the wilderness, you are alone. In the wilderness, there is nothing productive there. There is no rain, there is no farming, there is no production, there is nothing. The main purpose, you must understand the purpose. He says, I will lure her to the wilderness so that I can have a conversation with her, so that I can bond, I can talk to her.
Lord,
you understand? But if you do not understand your season, like the sons of Issachar who understood the times and the seasons, then you will be frustrated. Can't it's a season of talking with God.
And you're going to waste time in the wilderness.
He wants to commune with you. In fact, in the wilderness, that's where he imparts you with knowledge.
Mm.
And he equips you with a lot of things. Things that he tells you in the wilderness, you will never tell other people.
Come on.
There are things that you will encounter that other people will not see. Say, for instance, the disciples of Jesus on the day of the transfiguration at Mount Sinai.
Okay.
The Bible says only three disciples experienced the transfiguration of Jesus.
Mm. Yo. 3 out of 12.
You understand? Out of 12, only 3 saw Moses and Elijah.
Yet they were all there.
Yeah, you understand what I'm trying to say. That
no.
So there are few people that God will take to a certain level.
Mm.
But if you are confused and you don't know what God is doing, you might think, no, God is unfair. Why me? Why me? Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? You know?
Sure.
So he guides you. When he guides you, you must know there are certain things that he will give you access to. There are certain things that he himself, he will reject them and say, not now, Hannah.
Sure.
Let Penina be productive. It's okay.
Sure. This is a hard lesson, Mfundisi. I think it's a hard one because as much as we hear the word spoken to us all the time, when we get to the wilderness, like Ngisho,
amen,
we are beg a beg.
Yes.
First thing on your mind is rescue.
Yes.
Lord, I need to be rescued.
You understand.
Meanwhile, like you're saying, he's saying, I brought you to this place.
To talk to you.
Sure.
You understand. God can remove you from the crowd only to talk to you.
Mm.
And he can remove the crowd only to have attention, your attention.
Sure.
You must know when you are chosen. Chosen people are different.
Sure.
Chosen people, they don't live a normal life.
Yeah.
You can't be normal when you are chosen.
Mm.
You can't expect normality in your life when you are chosen.
Sure.
When you are chosen, you must know that you are now God is in you and you are in him.
Sure.
So the direction comes from him. The guidance comes from him.
Come on.
Now the next step he says, he will shield me. That's the amplified version. Remember, we are going step by step. We started by fielding and then guiding. Now he said, he will shield me. Because David knows the day when the lion came, when the lion wanted to devour the sheep, David was the one to stand in between the sheep and the lion. In between.
The shepherd. Stood between the sheep and the lion.
You understand? The shepherd is the one who suffered the scratches from the lion. The shepherd is the one who suffers the claws of the lion. And the paws of the lion. Remember that the lion can fight.
Yeah.
You understand? And also the bear. So he says, no, but if I manage to defeat the lion and the bear on behalf of a vulnerable sheep, so is God.
Yeah.
God will do the same for me.
Amen.
God will do the same for you. You are listening at home. Let me tell you something. There are certain battles that you don't need to fight for yourself. The shepherd is there. He will come in between what you are going through.
If you're watching on live right now and you're seeing my smile, it's the reassurance you wazi that the Lord will fight for me.
The Lord, he is a shepherd. That's who he is.
Come on.
You will never get tired of this. It's not an assumed duty.
Come on.
It's not an assumed responsibility.
It's his nature.
It is in his nature to fight for you.
Yeah, yeah.
To protect you, to shield you.
Sure.
Remember, David says, there are arrows that fly by noonday. Imagine now it's in the noon. It's in the afternoon. And we don't even know when you are walking on and with your naked eye, you can't even see that there are arrows flying all over. But in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual terrain, that's what is happening. What the witches have been doing and people who don't like you, what they've been doing, those arrows of lies, those arrows of conspiracy, those arrows of sabotage, those arrows of curses and enchantments and voodoo and whatnot that you don't know. The Bible says he will shield you from them.
Come on.
He will shield you from them. The Lord is my shepherd.
So I'll go back a bit. I loved this one. Mamtuli Moyo. Mam Moyo, by the way, if you don't know, says, the Lord will guide my emotions and calm my thoughts and emotions.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen. Amen.
With even all these emotions and feelings that I think I have.
Amen.
Saying, Nkulunkulu's got them.
Amen.
He's got them.
Amen. Because the reason why God, he will guide your thoughts and emotions, it's easy to decide impulsively
because of your emotions.
That's why in the corporate world, when you do those trainings, they say it's called emotional intelligence.
Come on,
you go for a course
For emotional intelligence.
So that you don't just erupt and respond to any situation.
Yeah.
Certain situations, they require you to understand that sometimes God says, be still and know I'm your God. The question is, how can you be still when everything is falling apart?
Hey,
but yet God says, be still. And at that time, you want to do something. You want to go and borrow money. You want to go and you want to phone so and so. You want to, and God says, be still and know I'm your God.
Oh, please.
You understand the knowledge part, what I was saying? He says, be still and know. If you don't know who God is, you are in trouble. You are just a religious person.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you are tossed by wind from left to right and center. When people say, let's go there, you are going. Do this, you are doing. Because you don't know who your God is.
Yeah.
Daniel says, those who know their God, they shall do great exploits.
Come on.
It's in the knowledge of who you know who God is to you. Once you understand, Paul says, in everything, gain understanding.
Sure.
And understanding is also one of the attributes, seven attributes of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of understanding.
Mm.
The spirit of knowledge. These are necessities. You need them
in your goodie bag.
You need them in your carry bag. You need them. You mustn't leave them. Because times will come which will test you to erupt and be haphazard in your thinking.
Yep.
And be careless even in your speaking. Mm. Only to realize that, no, if only you held your speech, you would have saved a lot of things.
Sure.
You see. Or if only you contained your emotions, gathered your thoughts and your emotions, harnessed them in one place, you realize that you staying in that place or in that situation for quite some time. God was coming with a huge answer.
Sure.
A huge answer. Remember, Paul says, after you have suffered a little while, God will restore you, establish you. You understand? So there is that part and that in every believer's life.
A little while comes of suffering.
It's just a little storm. No.
He's there.
In that storm, make sure that you are anchored in Christ.
Come on.
So that you don't go with anything that goes with the storm. You are not uprooted. No, but be rooted in Christ.
Yeah.
Because storms will come. Why would Paul say be rooted?
He knows that
there were storms that will come. He says, be rooted in Christ. Why all of a sudden he uses a Semitism of a tree, which has got roots that are anchored into the ground?
Come on.
Be rooted in Christ, because that season will come.
It's a promise. It's not a maybe.
No. It's going to come. Remember, what cannot be tested cannot be trusted.
Come on.
The devil will tempt you, but God tests you. What cannot be tested cannot be trusted. It doesn't matter. You are in business. You are in marriage. You are a pastor. You are running a ministry. You will be tested. Your intentions and your motives
will be tested.
Why are you into ministry?
Sure.
Are you into ministry because you want fame? You want money? You want your voice to be heard?
Yeah.
Those things will be tested. Can you stay and stand firm?
Even when things don't look as you
understand.
Envision them.
Exactly. You see.
Sure.
So we're talking about the protection of God. That God will protect you.
Yeah.
The last one before we close, I see the time.
Oh, yeah.
You see.
I'm not even looking at the time. Yes.
The last one, he concludes. This is where there is a comma. And he says, I shall not lack. It's as if now he was brainstorming everything. Then his conclusion was like, I cannot lack.
Not me.
Not me. No, I refuse. He says, I shall not lack. I shall not lack. In other words, I will never be limited with the resources. I will never lack. I will always have everything.
Amen.
In fact, in our church, this year, it's a theme. The theme is, it's the year of wealth and divine connections. And when I explain it, I'm saying to them, wealth is not only money.
Come on.
You need also spiritual wealth. Emotional wealth.
Yeah.
psychological wealth, social wealth. We call social, you're mixing with the right people, social capital. Because your people that you hang around with, they must be able to elevate you and lift you up.
You must gain something.
You understand?
Out of them. True.
They must gain something out of you. You must gain something. You can't just mingle and mix with people who are gossipers. All the way you are gossiping, talking about somebody.
You got nothing to put into this
understand?
Relationship of yours.
Ay, no, man. No, man. Eh?
Yeah.
It doesn't balance. But you need people who challenge your intellectual prowess. People who will sit down with you and show you a certain things.
Yeah.
You know, showing you certain things concerning life or business or if you're in marriage, you understand?
Yep.
Where people you can be inspired, not be jealous.
Mm.
Be inspired by
Man.
People. Not compete with people whom you should be learning from.
Mm.
That's where there is a virus that is running all over. People being jealous and unnecessary and competition from the people whom you should be learning from.
Mm.
People that you should be drawing closer and say, man, I like how you articulate everything. I like how you do your things. Can I have a moment with you?
Yeah.
You know, admire somebody and learn from that person.
Mm.
You see? So he says, I will not lack. With this God, there is no way.
Mm.
That's why in many instances he says then, he says, I've been young, now I'm old.
Yet I have not seen the righteous.
Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, even their children begging for bread.
Amen.
I declare upon your life, as you are listening to me right now at home, you shall not lack.
Mm.
The Lord is your shepherd.
Mm.
He will make sure he leads you to those greener pastures.
Come on.
Sometimes he might delay you to take you to greener pastures. He knows. He has seen what is there.
Mm.
That's why sometimes he will leave you here to graze where it's limited. And he goes further to check if there are ravenous animals, dangerous animals. Then he will come back and collect you and say, let's go now. It's safe.
Sure.
Now I conclude, you will not lack.
You will not lack.
You are born to be rich. You are born to be wealthy. You are born to live in abundance. The Bible says the enemy cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Son of Man, Jesus, has come to give you life and life in abundance. Abundance of peace, abundance of joy, abundance of power, abundance of wisdom, abundance of money, abundance of wealth and assets. I prophesy this is your portion. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. I'm really, really blessed. Just thought I should touch on this before I say goodbye. Early on, I was doing something. I was working on something. Told
Amen.
You I've got a bit of an extra job that I'm doing. And
well
and,
done.
And I asked.
Congratulations. That's how it is.
And I asked a colleague. I was just addressing something that needed to be done.
Yeah.
Because I had called a client and they reported they had spoken to this colleague.
Yes.
So I was just reporting it to her. And immediately when I realized proof was sent, everything, I went back to the client and quickly, and I was still communicating with the colleague on WhatsApp. And I said, really apologies for this. Everything is sorted. So she texts me then and she says, usually when this happens in my situation, I go back to the client and she gives me the whole instruction. And I read it. I laughed. I said to Zanika, I've just done this. But you know what? I'm not going to say I know.
Yes.
I said, thank you very much for your guidance. I really appreciate this.
Amen.
Because I'm looking to the future.
That's
wisdom. There are things I may not necessarily know in the future. And if I come with the big-headedness that I say,
next time
obvious,
she won't help
it.
You.
No, she'll think, oh, you're the clever
Jack
Moss.
Oh, you're the clever one.
Exactly.
Last time you said you knew.
Exactly.
So I assumed you know.
Exactly.
You see.
So, like,
it's
hey,
called
sometimes
wisdom.
Sometimes you really just need to submit and be okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Mfundisi. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
This.
Thank you God so
bless.
Much. Amen. Bye.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
After being a voice of hope for more than 40 years, Radio Pulpit's future is uncertain. Due to a possible shutdown of AM frequencies in the near future, we are standing at a turning point. By faith, we have already launched 4 web radio stations. Radio Pulpit Online, IM Youth Web Radio Station, and two new stations, Radio Consul Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. With these online stations, we will be able to keep the Voice of Hope alive. Will you support us to secure our broadcasting in the future? SMS GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp the word GIVE to 082-657-2729 for banking details or pay directly into our account. Thank you for your support. Standard SMS rates apply.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.